Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Brought to you in part by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store. And speaking of which, let's head out to beautiful Brooklyn on Wamplers Lake Road and check in with Tom Knudsen and find out what's going on. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
We're doing good, Mark.
So let's talk a little bit of ice fishing. It's almost like we got a little bit of a tease. Obviously, we weren't anywhere near ice thick enough to go fishing on, but it started to form, went away, came back, went away. It's been kind of teasing us a little bit the past week.
Well, Tom, all that teasing is a great sign.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, the forecast prior to what we're seeing in the next 10 days has been, you know, totally different than we've been getting in the 20s, you know, had a couple nights that we were in the teens over the last 3 weeks. But on those nights, the lakes froze over. What that tells us is that the water is ready to freeze. Because of the temperatures, you know, are in those ranges. So now we just need to pile up about four or five nights like that, with the temperatures not getting into the above freezing, mm-hmm. and next thing you know, we're going to be ice fishing. So fingers are crossed. Forecast as of this morning, I think there was two or three nights in a row in the next 10 days that were in the single digits, 20s highs. Those conditions, as long as we don't have gale force winds for those 3 days, we should build some ice in a very quick period, and get us into the situation that we're looking for to get on some ice to do some fishing.
Yeah, as you were talking about the temperatures, I pulled up the app here, and yeah, we see 40s on Friday, but then it takes a dip. We're gonna see a low of 8 on Sunday, according to WeatherBug.
Yep. So fingers crossed. We'll be talking even stronger next week. About I'm sure next week what we're going to be talking is going to be talking ice safety.
Yes.
Because it won't be quite there yet, and people will be antsy, and then they're going to try to go. And so we're going to have to probably talk about that next week. Even before then, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, you need to have a spud. You need to know your ice. You need to know how long it's been frozen. There's a whole lot of factors that go in, and just because the lake is covered doesn't mean it's safe. And
right.
You know, we'll be talking about that next week.
Okay, yeah, definitely.
You know, as that happens and we go forward from there. So,
all right. So as we are kind of getting to that point where people are getting a little antsy, getting ready to get out on the ice to do some fishing, what should they be doing right now to get ready? I think number one on the list should be hit Knudsen's.
First thing most people do is go out and get their refresh their lines on all their gear stuff. You know, they're getting their gear around, seeing what they're missing, seeing what they need to fill in after last year's, you know, fishing adventures. And most people will change their line at the beginning of a season, especially if they store it in a warm place, that type of thing. That'll be the first.
Okay.
First things that will happen. You also, I mean, if you know, anybody who's really antsy to get on ice, you only got to go 2 hours north of here to get it.
Okay.
There's 4 inches, 5 inches to the north of us. So, you know, Clare area, anywhere in those, you know, Mitchell's there, you know, mm-hmm. Cadillac, even though those aren't the greatest fishing lakes, you know, those are well-known lakes. There's ice up in those neighborhoods. Yeah. And so if you got a super secret lake up there, and more than likely you're going to be able to get on those lakes, you know, by walking and getting a little bit of fishing in if you want to do it. And, you know, I mean, you're going to have most people are going to have a long weekend, so.
Right, yeah, it just seemed like last week we were talking about 13, 15-hour drives to go ice fishing. Now it's just a two-hour drive.
Two-hour drive,
that's
yep.
progress.
It's coming.
Hey, I saw on your Facebook page, you had a post about someone who caught a slew, looked like crappies, out in another state off of your bait.
Well, we ship this bait all over the country. The colored maggots, we're the only one right now in the United States importing them, so we sell them, you know, to dealers all over the United States. So for sure, it's not uncommon to have those type of pictures roll into our Facebook page. Sean, who does the social media side of that, has been doing a great job, and he gets those type of pictures from from customers throughout the country.
Yeah, so, I mean, if it works in another state, definitely going to work here in Michigan, too.
Oh, I promise.
Yeah. Outstanding. So that's cool. Hey,
I promise. Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, it's, you know, we're very fortunate to have, you know, taken those chances and learned how to bring that product in and, you know, take care of it the proper way and be able to ship it all over the country. Yeah. You know, we're very proud of that, and it keeps us really busy even when we don't have ice. And that was kind of the idea of it, to find another, to keep us rolling when we, you know, when we have times where we're not on ice here. So,
also another thing that we have hit on recently, and we're getting closer to it, is the Coyote Bounty.
Yep, that is, you're right. It starts on the 2nd.
That's right.
So on Monday, we'll start taking in the coyotes.
Okay. And what's the bounty for those who are bringing them
in? The bounty is a $5 gift certificate for each coyote brought in.
Okay.
Has to be trapped or hunted, and we weigh them, you know, and sex them, and then we take a picture of them and put them on the list. First 500 coyotes brought in, we'll get a $5 Knutson a bounty card, good for $5. Then there's prizes for the most coyotes, for the heaviest coyote. Those type of things.
Several years ago, I had a chance to do a media flight with a hot air balloon, and one of the things that surprised me the most on that flight was I would see a family with kids playing in the backyard, and just on the other side of their fence row, I saw like a half a dozen coyotes.
Yeah,
it's crazy how many and how close they are, and we don't even realize it.
You're right. I mean, you don't, but you do hear them at night.
Yep,
you know,
do.
Around here.
Mm-hmm.
They have been, you know, I can't say it's the bounty that's doing it.
Uh-huh.
But I think the biggest thing that's helping keep the population in check, it seems like we may have balanced the scale, their numbers had been skyrocketing. We may have balanced the scale. When the state allowed them to hunt, to be hunted year round with rifles, mm-hmm. and at night, especially in the time period when the pups, you know, are in the dens and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
I think that's where we're starting to make some headway into at least maybe controlling the population, or leveling it, you know, just so we're not continuing to explode.
Yeah.
So I don't feel that we were, you know, from the time we started this contest, the bounty hunt, to where we are today, I definitely feel that we've plateaued in numbers in the area. I don't hear them in my neighborhood. I don't hear them like I did prior to us starting the contest.
Yeah, we.
But again, the state has changed some of the rules and allowing them to do some different year-round hunting. At the time when we first started, you were only, you know, until they started having pups, you know, you couldn't hunt them after that. So,
right.
I think that's been the biggest change, and I think we're starting to see some kind of leveling at this point with what with those rules that have changed.
We hear them at night, and our dogs hear them, and our dogs just go crazy.
Once you get that sound, they start doing that. The dogs, dogs will definitely respond.
Yep. Yes, they do. All right.
Yep.
Well, Tom, as always, we appreciate the visit. Thank you so much for the Knutson's Outdoor Report and for your support here this year with the show. We very much appreciate it, and we hope that you and your family have a wonderful, successful, and great New Year.
Well, you too, Mark. And as long as we get ice, we're all good.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll have a great update next week, okay? And we'll talk
a
little bit about safety.
Yeah, let's hope so, because I got a lot of ice fishing equipment sitting here that needs to go away.
All right. Well, and you can do that by heading over to Knutson's Wamplers Lake Road in beautiful Brooklyn. Tom, as always, thank you so much.
Yep. Happy holidays, guys.
Yep. This is Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.